Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for coming to my presentation. My name is Bai Yikai, and thank you very much for pronouncing it so well. And I can go by Wings Fiona if it can help you to remember me. I'm currently working for City of Houston Health Department, and I feel honored to present my research on maternal and child health at APHA annual conference. And my supervisor, Dr. Banerjee, is the co-author of this research. As you can see, I have a very long title for my research. Does partner support improve pregnancy outcomes for black teen mothers when mistimed births? Well, I always need to take a breath before I can speak the name. So I hope after you go with all the slides with me, you will agree with me this title is reasonable, precise, and necessarily to be so long. I don't have any personal relationship to disclose at this moment. And let me begin with a brief background of my research. Pregnancy and childbirth have a huge impact on physical, mental, emotional, and socioeconomic health of women and their families. And the ideal result of a pregnancy is a full-term pregnancy without unnecessary interventions, the delivery of a healthy baby, and a healthy postpartum period in positive environment. However, there are still huge disparities in birth outcomes in the United States, and my study will focus on the vulnerable populations. And let's look at some data first. So in 2013, live birth rate was 26.5 per 1,000 women for girls aged 15 to 19 years. However, live birth rate for non-Hispanic black teen girls was 39 per 1,000 women. This rate is much higher than the national average. And also, as for the pregnancy outcomes for black women, we can see that both the percentage of low birth weight and the percentage for preterm births was higher in the Hispanic black infants than the national average. So that's the current data from the vital statistics. So what's the consequence? Numerous researchers have proved that teen pregnancy and childbearing bring substantial social and economic costs through immediate and long-term impacts on teen parents and their children. And the earlier the baby is born, the higher risk of serious disabilities or death. And the low birth weight infants may be more at risk for many short-term and long-term health problems. Previous researchers also proved that unintended pregnancy is a factor associated with an increased risk of problems for mom and baby. And according to CDC, unintended pregnancy can be categorized into two groups. Mistimed births are the pregnancy occurred earlier than desired, and unwanted births are the pregnancy occurred when no children or no more children were desired. And the women more likely to experience unintended births include unmarried women, black women, and women with less education or income. And many of recent researchers also bring up another interesting topic. The father involvement has positive effects on maternal and child health outcomes. So from all those literature review, I want to narrow down my research to black teen mothers who are aged from 15 to 19 years old and with mistimed births. And I want to see how does partner support influence the risk of poor pregnancy outcomes such as preterm births and low birth weight among those target population? So here's the methods used for this research. This is a secondary data analysis using the data from the Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System, which can be called as PRAMS. And the PRAMS is a surveillance project of CDC and the state health departments, collects state-specific population-based data on maternal attitudes and experiences before, during, and right after pregnancy. And I'm going to use the data from 2009 to 2011 when 31 states participated in PREVS. And the partner support was defined by a set of questions in PREVS. If the respondent, which is the mother, checked yes to any of the following four questions, she will be considered as without partner support or having an unsupportive partner. So that is to say, partner support was examined as a dichotomous variable in this research. And the four questions are, I got separated or divorced from my husband or partner during pregnancy. My husband or partner lost his job during pregnancy. That's the time frame. And I argued with my husband or partner more than usual. My husband or partner said he didn't want me to be pregnant. And almost half of the black teen mothers reported unsupportive partner during pregnancy. And the pregnancy intention was also captured by PREVS by asking the mothers how they felt becoming pregnant before they got pregnant. And there are four choices for this question. And the second answer, I want to be pregnant later, was defined as mistimed births for this research. And more than two-thirds of the black teen mothers reported mistimed births in PREVS. So here's outcome variables in this research, which includes pregnancy outcomes such as low birth weight and the preterm birth. And I also have some outcome variables of interest, which are maternal health behaviors such as early prenatal care, smoking and weight gain during pregnancy, and postpartum behaviors such as breastfeeding and postpartum depression. SAS software version 9.3 complex survey modules were utilized for all analysis. Descriptive statistics were presented with a chi-square test for all the variables listed here. And also, a multivariate logistic regression was used to assess low birth weight births among the target population. So what is my target population? So they are black teen mothers who reported mistimed births in PREVS, and my sample size is 1,333. So here's the result of my research. Pregnancy-related health outcomes was significantly associated with the socioeconomic status of mothers. So I will include socioeconomic status as covariates in my study. And for the black teen mothers with mistimed births, only 1.2% of them were married. 8.8% of them finished high school. 78.3% of them were enrolled with Medicaid. And another covariate I'm interested in is intimate partner violence. Previous researchers have proved that a pregnant woman who were assaulted by their intimate partner have increased the risk of giving birth to a low birth weight infant. And physical injuries from IPV are significantly associated with both preterm birth and low birth weight. For this reason, IPV will be included in this module as covariate. And 6.5% of the black teen mothers with mistimed births reported intimate partner violence during pregnancy. And in my sample, as you can see, 53% of the black teen mothers with mistimed births reported supportive partner, and 47% of them reported unsupportive partner. So it's almost a half and half. And the chi-square test showed that there is a significant difference in educational attainment, insurance coverage, and IPV during pregnancy, between the groups with supportive partner and the group with unsupportive partner. Chi-square test shows there's no significant difference for pregnancy health behaviors between the targeted population with supportive partner and the targeted population without supportive partner. And the chi-square test results shows there is significant difference in low birth weight between black teen mothers with mistimed births with supportive partner and black teen mothers with mistimed births without supportive partner. As you can see, one group has the percentage of 10.6% and the other is 14.6%. And actually, I also see a big difference between the percentage of preterm births. However, the t-test didn't show a significant difference between them. And the chi-square test also showed that the black teen mothers with mistimed births shows the significant difference between postpartum depression for the target population with supportive partner and the target population with unsupportive partner. So this is same as Enan's research result, although those mammals are from a totally different side of the earth. So a multivariate logistic regression was run to show the association with low birth weight among black mothers with mistimed births. With partner support, sorry for that. And the black teen mothers with mistimed births who had partner support were nearly 33% less likely to report low birth weight births as compared to those who did not have partner support. So here's a brief overview of my results. For black teen mothers with mistimed births, there is significant relationship between disparities in partner support and the mother's education attainment, insurance coverage, and intimate partner violence during pregnancy. There is no significant relationship between partner support and the pregnancy health behaviors. There is significant relationship between having partner support and postpartum depression. And the mothers having partner support were less likely to report low birth weight births as compared to those who lacked partner support. So since having partner support might contribute to reducing the low birth weight rate for black teen mothers with mistimed births, here are some recommendations from my research. Strategic approaches developed and implemented through community programs might promote partner support and involvement for teen pregnancy. And policies and practices developed might change the role of fathers and support father involvement as a way to enhance teen mothers and the children's health and well-being. So here's the references for my study, and I want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Vishu Nepal from Houston Health Department for his helpful input for my research and the presentation. And at the end of my presentation, I want to show you some pictures regarding father involvement. And although I don't think they match the standards of the standards set by mothers, I still think they are treasured moments in childhood. And here's my contact information. Thank you for coming.